Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Del Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A State Baseball Championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando, former Longhorns pitcher Christian Moore, and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for Longhorns Baseball.
All right, thanks again, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. We're at A-Leaf Hastings High School this evening for the first 23-6A baseball game of the season for 2018 against the Fighting Bears. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando alongside Christian Moore, and the Longhorns come in now, Christian, at 9-7, having played through their non-district schedule.
Yeah, they had some tough non-district games, but they all in all, they had a good tournament, got some good competition and before district play that begins tonight.
Yeah, but it was a kind of an up-and-down tournament with Spring Branch ISD. When the Longhorns got over to their own LCISD varsity baseball tournament, they went 5-0 at their site, but then had some down games and had some difficulty at the Klein-Tomball tournament, winning 1 out of 5 games there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't win them all, but, you know, you got some good games underneath you, and now they just need to, what really matters is focus on district play or get ready for those playoffs.
The Fighting Bears come in here, at least with our information here, at 0-9. They played a series of tournament games, as most of the teams do, to kind of fill out that non-district schedule before 23-6A play begins. Our pregame show continues in just a minute. We'll have an interview with Greg Kubza, and then Christian and I will bring you up to date and get you ready for the Longhorns at the Fighting Bears. But for now, you're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at Hastings High School, awaiting the first pitch of the Fighting Bears and the George Ranch Longhorns. We had a few minutes to spend with Greg Kubza before team started warming up. Here's that interview. Our chance to talk to Greg Kubza, the head baseball coach of the George Ranch Longhorns. Let's look backwards a little bit. What are some of your takeaways from the first 16 non-district games?
Well, Tom, we've had a few games that were, you know, really, really played very well, and then we've had some that aren't played very well. But those are the games, you know, your non-district games, that's what you're trying to find out. You know, I'm taking a lot of positives out of that and working on things that we need to work on and continue to do that.
Have you been able to also settle some players at some positions that, as you moved them around during those first few games?
We're gonna continue to look at people. Yeah, we're gonna settle on a few kids more in spots than others, but there's some kids that need to play. They continue to play to get better, and so we're gonna try to do that as we go into district play.
All right, now moving ahead. Now the Hastings Bears. What is your impression overall of 23-6A play this year?
It's going to be a dogfight. There's some good teams in there, just like last year, and so we're going to have to play well to get in the playoffs, and take one game at a time.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That's Greg Kubza, the head baseball coach of the George Ranch Longhorns, and Christian. He talked a little bit about using many of these non-district games to put players at different positions and just kind of get his guys into shape for district play.
Right, yeah. So in those tournaments, you have games, you go back-to-back games. You have like five games in a tournament or whatever. And so guys get tired out there, so you can't have them playing all five games. And so you see what guys can do for you in certain positions and how they help out this team in the future. And now here comes district where you only play two games a week, not five games in 2 days. And those guys will help you out in certain positions throughout the season.
Last year the Longhorns really cut a path through non-district play, and they entered district play at maybe 18-0 or something close to that. And this year they had some ups and downs, as we talked about earlier, and maybe that's a little bit better to see how the team reacts to some adverse conditions.
Yeah, last year, if we remember, it was a senior-heavy team, and a very talented senior-heavy team, and that kind of helped them be as leaders, carry them to an 18-0 perfect non-district record. This year, you see if there's not as many seniors this year, a lot of underclassmen, and as they have these tough talents that they're playing against, they won't have the 18-0 record, but they will have a good record, and they did all right. 9-6 isn't bad for the terms they're in.
All right, take another break here. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups for tonight's game. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Christian Moore and Tom Tarando back at A-Leaf Hastings High School, waiting on the first pitch between the Bears and the George Ranch Longhorns. Here's the starting lineup for Andres Torres, Fighting Bears. Batting first at shortstop is Michael Dale. Batting second is the pitcher, Michael Mersman. Batting third, the first baseman, Giuliano Aguilera. Batting fourth, the catcher, Afid Musat. Batting fifth, at third base, Anthony Alvarez. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Mario Garcia. Batting seventh, center fielder, Jarrell Williams. Batting eighth is the left fielder, David Alvarez. And batting ninth, the DH, Luis Trevino. And at right field, in right field tonight, is Andres Arano. So it's Michael Dale, Michael Mirzman, and Jelano Aguilera, the top three. Afid Musat, Anthony Alvarez, and Mario Garcia, the middle three. Then Jarrell Williams, David Olivares, and Luis Trevino, the bottom three hitters for the A-Leaf Hastings Fighting Bears. Here's Christian with the starting nine for George Ranch.
And for Greg Cubs' starting nine today, we have Jacob Wilson in center field to lead off. In left field, you have Cannon DeSerf. Batting third in right field, Brandon Kostelnik. DH, Ty Abraham, batting fourth for pitcher Jake Surratt. Batting fifth, the first baseman Cole McMillan. Batting sixth, the shortstop Zach Turner. Batting seventh, the third baseman Anthony Araguse. Batting eighth, the catcher Fisher Byers. And to finish it off, batting ninth, the second baseman Ryan Finnegan.
Jacob Surratt on the mound for George Ranch appeared in four games as a 2-1 record. He's pitched 12.67 innings, or almost 13 innings, and has an ERA of 6.63. So Jake Surratt getting the start in the first 23-6-8 ball game between the Longhorns and the A-Leaf Hastings Bears. We'll have our national anthem here in a second, and then be ready for baseball as the Longhorns will lead off against Michael Mirzman and the A-Leaf Hastings Bears.
This month only at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Hundreds of Hondas have all been marked with our lowest prices. Lease the cutting-edge 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. That's only $8 a day. Or the new 2017 Honda Pilot LX two-wheel drive SUV, $299 a month for $10 a day. Both for 36 months. Plus, every used vehicle comes with the Gilman Promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $14.99 due at signing plus TTNL.
It'll be Jacob Wilson, Cannon DeSerf, and Brandon Kostelnik, the top three hitters for George Ranch. They will face Michael Mersman. Mersman, a right-hander for the Fighting Bears. You and I, Christian, are going to have to
use this pole in front of us as a sun shield here.
We're just beyond the Longhorns dugout on the first base side, almost directly behind first base. And with the sun setting in the west there, which is right in our eyes, we're going to have to watch for overthrows. We're also right behind the bullpen. That is not as troublesome as the other. We got a 6-foot fence there guarding us there, but here we have a 3 or 4 foot fence. And
so this new daylight savings time just happened. And
yeah, for sure.
It's affecting us now.
We'll just have to keep our eyes open for throws from third and short until the sun goes down here. The rest of the lineup, Ty Abraham, Cole McMillan, Zach Turner, Anthony Araguz, Fisher Byers, and Ryan Finnegan for the Longhorns. Coaching at third base, as always, Greg Kubza. And over here at first, Michael Gazaway. The Bears infield gathering around Michael Mersman as they get ready to deliver the first pitch of the 23-6A baseball season. David Oliveras in left, Jarrell Williams in center, Andres Arano in right, Anthony Alvarez, Michael Dale, Mario Garcia, and Jelano Aguilera. The infield third to first. First pitch at 7:02 is a strike to Jacob Wilson.
Yeah, the first pitch we saw from Nersman is his arm slot is a little funky. It kind of almost isn't sidearm, but it's a little in between. So it should be something Longhorn should be able to pick up pretty quick.
0-1 delivery is a little bit low, 1-1. Wilson stands in as a 333 hitter, and he'll be followed by Cannon DeSerf at 353. Top of the order, doing well for Greg Cubs' group. This one has popped up on the infield. First baseman Jelano Aguilera calls that one, and he gathers it in for the Bears. One out, brings up left fielder Cannon DeSerf.
I mean, not the most ideal first at-bat in the inning. Usually as a leadoff, you want to see what the pitcher can deliver to you. And he saw three pitches and didn't really see much out of it, just a bunch of fastballs, but did see the funky arm slot, so maybe next at-bat he can adjust and have a little better plate appearance.
All right, now the left-handed hitting Cannon DeSerf. First pitch is low, ball one.
So far we've seen this pitcher, Nersman, he really hasn't thrown a lot of hard pitches. You know, it's soft stuff, so I don't know, we can't really tell from where we are if that's his off-speed or his fastball, but if it is his fastball, they need to sit back and hit the ball.
1-0 pitch on its way, and that one's outside, 2-0. And as is often the case, we have a perspective that doesn't really allow us to tell inside-outside. We can tell high and low from where we are. And that one, I think, was outside as well, 3-0.
Yeah, that one looked a little bit high, a little bit outside. 3-0 count, probably going to see a take here from DeSerf.
Pitch on its way from Mersman. That one in for a strike to Cannon DeSerf.
As we expected, didn't really, probably wasn't going to swing, and he didn't. And now 3-1, still want to see your pitch here.
Merzman's windup. This one is hit out to center field. Jarrell Williams calls that one, and he puts it away for out number two.
Pretty good contact from the surf. Just got under it just a little bit and hit it right at the center fielder.
Williams took a couple steps to his left and gathered that one in. Now batting for George Ranch, a 333 hitter, right fielder Brandon Kostelnik. Glad you joined us tonight for live Longhorns baseball on GRHS iRadio. We're just underway from Hastings High School. This is the first 23-6A game of the 2018 season. First pitch was a ball to Kostelnik. 1-0 pitch on its way. This one hit into left field, base hit. This one down the line, kind of mishandled out there by David Olivares, and Kostelnik will chug into second with a double.
That was a really good piece of hitting by Kostelnik there. Picked up on that first pitch, the speed of the pitcher, adjusted on the second pitch, and put a good swing on the ball and drove it to left field, and also good job running. Saw the left fielder kind of mishandled it a little bit and didn't just stop at first base, rounded it hard. Saw once the left fielder kind of misplaced it and took off to second easily without a throw.
All right, so one man on, two outs, and the DH, Ty Abraham, at the plate. Kostelnik, decent lead at second. Merzman checks him and comes to the plate. First pitch is a ball.
Being in this first inning, we saw two batters kind of get out. Third batter, Kostelnik, drove the ball to left field, extended this inning a little bit. Now if you're Abraham, you want to see it get an early lead.
Now Merzman to second base, Kostelnik back.
You want to see an early lead for the pitcher for your team so you can get ahead and put the pressure on A-Leaf.
I also want to see how Merzman reacts to a guy on and what Ty Abraham will be able to see. That pitch is down 2-0. Abraham fouls this one on the first base side. First baseman Giuliano Aguilera calls for that one and puts it away right in front of us here at Hastings High School. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of a half inning of play, it's the Longhorns nothing, and the Bears coming to bat.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's DDS and MS, function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, Jake Surratt will face Michael Dale, Michael Merzman, and Giuliano Aguilera, the top three hitters for the Bears.
Surratt, a fastball, curveball, changeup pitcher. First inning, you just want to attack the zone, really. Get your team back into the dugout. Don't want to throw too many pitches here in the first inning.
appeared in four games for George Ranch. He's 2-1, and he's got an ERA at about 6.6 or so. And we'll see what he does with Michael Dale, Michael Mersman, and Juliano Aguilera. Surratt, a right-hander. Michael Dale, a right-handed batter. In the windup, first pitch is a ball. Ball one. Surratt's 1-0 pitch. Same way, 2-0.
That's the first batter of the inning you're facing as a pitcher. You want to get ahead. Even throughout this whole game, you kind of just want to get ahead, not fall behind in the count, so you don't have to force your fastball the whole time. You can mix in your off-speed to get the batter off-timed.
And he is the opposite of ahead now. He's behind Michael Dale, 3-0. 3-0 pitch on its way, and this one a called strike. Three-one pitch. Boy, that caught Dale by surprise. That one had some mustard on it. 3-2.
Yeah, it looked a little bit like it hit the inside corner there with Dale's reaction. It was a good pitch on 3-1 count.
All right, full count pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled off over the Longhorns dugout. Still 3-2. All right, full count pitch again. This one hit towards the Bears dugout, and the count holds 3-2.
They started off 3-0. Surratt came back to two strikes, and I was battling with Dale here on a pitcher batter duel.
Another full count pitch to Michael Dale. This one is inside, and he walks. The shortstop brings up his mound opponent, Michael Mersman.
Looked like that was the first off-speed we saw from Surratt. Tried it maybe off-time in there because he threw a bunch of fastballs in a row, but it was just a little bit low. Not a bad pitch on like an 0-2, 1-2 count, but 3-2, the batter didn't really go for it.
See if Coach Torres has anything going on here early. He's got one on and nobody out. Michael Mersman at the plate. Mersman bunts foul.
One of the things is you see early in the game, the first batter will get on base or whatever, and to see what kind of team this is, if they bunt, if they like to steal and bunt, so you kind of get a good of strategy as a defense. But as we saw the guy just square around there, so it looks like they like to bunt here.
We'll see if the bunt is in play again. Surratt comes over to first base, and Michael Dale is back.
Good job by Surratt there, making sure, kind of just off-timing the hitter and the runner, just in case maybe the runner would be taken off for his bunt steal or whatever.
Again, over to first, and runner is back. That one was closer than the last one. Surratt looks in at Fisher Byers, checks first, now comes over here, and again, Michael Dale is back.
Three straight pickoffs from Surratt. Usually don't see four in a row, so maybe we will see the runner take off here.
Surratt in the stretch, goes to the plate. This one is low, 1-1. And a runner is going. Fisher Byers drops that one. Runner will make it to second base. And the pitch was swung on and missed by Mersman. So now 1-2 with the stolen base by Michael Dale.
First time we saw Mersman not square around a bunt. Maybe a hit and run was on there because we saw him kind of looked like a little bit outside pitch. It might have been chasing there. So
This one swung on and missed. Byers will throw down to first. And when he does that, Michael Dale goes over to third.
Good pitch there from Trout. 1-2 count. Wasn't messing around. Didn't want to be too fancy. Threw a curveball. That was a good pitch. And Nersman went and chased it.
That brings up first baseman Giuliano Aguilera. So man on third, one out. Bears threatening here in the bottom of the first. Surratt back in the windup. This one is popped over our heads and out of play down the right field line. Longhorns on baseball duty, tracking those things down when they go into foul territory. This one gets away at the plate, and Michael Dale will score. Fisher Byers could not corral that one from Jake Surratt, and the Bears lead 1-0.
Yeah, what the worst thing as a pitcher you want to do is the first batter of the game give a leadoff walk. And usually if you give a leadoff walk, that will most likely come around and hurt you in the end. And as we saw there, leadoff walk, and you got over second on a steal. Next batter got him over on third base, and now pass ball will score him, and now you're already down 1-0.
This one fouled out of play over near Crump Stadium, which is right behind us here at Hastings High School, where the Longhorns and the Bears and Taylor and Elsick play football. This one fouled off towards the Longhorn dugout, and it's 1-2 to first baseman Giuliano Aguilera.
What I've noticed so far is Hastings isn't afraid to swing the bat at all. We've seen a bunch of foul balls early in this game.
Trying to get an idea about Jake Surratt, so they're up there hacking. Here's a 1-2 pitch. This one in the dirt, 2-2.
Looked like a curveball there from Surratt. 1-2 count. Try to see if he went chasing. Good job by the hitter by laying off that pitch.
This one hit on the ground to third to Araguse over to first. And there's two outs.
Good play by Araguse over there. Got around the ball, made a good strong throw to first base to get the second out of the inning.
Well, I'll tell you, Anthony Araguse made some great plays this weekend, this past weekend in the Klein Tomball Tournament. Got an opportunity to see him at third base several times over the past weekend, and he did a great job over there. Swung on and missed by Afid Musat, the catcher. One run in. Nobody on, two outs, and 0-1 to the catcher. Here's Surratt's next pitch. And that one is a little bit low, 1-1.
First pitch a little bit low, and saw that Musat went and chased it, so tried to throw that same pitch again. Musat laid off this one.
1-1 pitch on its way. This one hit down to third, Araguse over to first base, and that retires Musat and the Bears in the bottom of the first. In the inning, one run, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of a full inning of play, it's the Bears 1 and George Ranch nothing.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Heralding. You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
First baseman Cole McMillan, then Zach Turner and Anthony Araguz, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for George Ranch here in the top of the second.
Yeah, what I've got to notice is from the pitcher nerves that he has this funky arm delivery, and it kind of brings a slow mile an hour to the plate. And so as a Longhorn hitter, what you need to do is make that adjustment and wait back on it, because you tend to, if you get ahead on the pitch, you'll kind of get under the ball or get out in front of it and hit a little dinker over there to the left side. And if you stay back on the ball, you can drive it to the outfield, get a good hit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be much velocity from Michael Mersman, but as you point out, it's a waiting game for the batters. They got to be patient and don't want to get out on that front foot and get ahead of the ball, as you pointed out.
Right. Earlier in these tournaments that we saw, the non-district tournaments, they saw some good pitching, and they really didn't see a whole lot of these slow pitchers. So they're going to have to make a bit of adjustment come district play, because you're not going to see all these really good number one, number two pitchers the team has.
Cole McMillan, a left-handed hitter, stands in, hitting .219 for George Ranch. Mersman's first pitch to McMillan. It's this one out to left center field. David Olivares can't find that one, and it goes to the wall. And Cole McMillan is in there for a stand-up double.
As we mentioned, they need to make that adjustment. Cole saw the first inning, what the pitcher would deliver to the plate, and waited back on his pitch, drove it to left center field for a good hit.
I was just going to make the point that we're in this time period now where the lights aren't really doing much, the sun is going down, and it's a little bit difficult to pick up the ball, and I think that's what happened to Olivares. He did not get a good jump on that one and turned around a couple times, and that allowed McMillan to get into second base with the stand-up double. Zach Turner, the shortstop, at the plate. Turner pulls back on the bat as if to bunt, lets that one go, 1-0.
And as we mentioned for Hastings, we wanted to see if they would, what their strategy would be with runners on early in the game. And looks like for George Ranch, they want to establish that bunt game to get the runner over into scoring position even more.
Bears lead 1-0. We're in the top of the second. Pitch to Turner is in there for a strike, 1-1. Zach Turner was in a position where he wanted Mersman to bring him a strike before he's going to do anything here at the plate.
Third baseman for Hastings is in on the grass.
Mersman
expected a bunt.
Checks second, and now Turner lays down the bunt. Mersman has to field it, gets it over to first. Cole McMillan takes third.
That was a good job by Turner there. Didn't really want to, as your job of getting the sack, you want to square on early and just don't. Your job isn't to get on base, it's to move that runner over. So wherever you place that ball is a good job. Want to make sure you get it down on the ground, though, which he did.
Brings up the third baseman, Anthony Araguz. McMillan and Coach Kubza talking about positioning there of the third baseman. First pitch to Anthony Araguz is a called strike. Anthony Alvarez at third, kind of in and out over there at third, and that's what McMillan and Kubza were talking about.
Right, you see the middle infield really isn't played on the in the front of the or the back of the grass either. They're kind of just playing their normal positions. Not really focused on that runner over there, just want to get outs.
Breaking ball off the plate, 1-1. Mersman looks at third, comes to the plate. This one stroked into right field, base hit. And the Longhorns have tied it up on the RBI single by Anthony Araguz.
Good job there by Araguz. Kind of leaked a little bit forward, but kept his body and hands back on the ball and drove it to right field to get that run in.
Now at the plate, catcher Fisher Byer. So the Longhorns get a double from McMillan. A sack bunt from Zach Turner moves McMillan to third. And then an RBI single to right by Anthony Araguse to tie this one up at one. First pitch was a ball to Fisher Byers. Mersman to the plate. Byers into right field. Base hit. This one is going to split the outfielders. And Byers heads to second. And making the turn is Anthony Araguse at the plate. And he is safe. Afid Musat actually put a tag on. And now they got Byers hung up. And they get him between second and third. So the Longhorns had an opportunity to go ahead in the ball game. Runner Anthony Araguse thrown out at the plate. And then Fisher Byers is caught between second and third.
Right, we saw it was a good job by Byers, but a good hit in the right center. As we saw, as Araguse did, it drove it to the right side of the field. But the run actually did score there. The catcher dropped that ball. We saw Araguse took a hard turn to third base, rounding third base, coming home. Cubs was sending him, and a hard slide home kind of knocked the ball out of the catcher's glove.
All right, so an RBI to Fisher Byers, and then a putout on the infield for Byers, and at the plate is Ryan Finnegan. Longhorns lead 2-1.
And that's tough on Byers, though, because you saw Coach Cubs was sending Araguse home, focusing on that runner at home. And not focus on Byers. And Byers went ahead and went from second to third and got caught in that rundown and unfortunately got out, but did manage to get that run in.
Longhorns lead 2-1, two outs at the plate. Ryan Finnegan. Here's Mersman's 1-1 pitch. That one, a called strike. It was an 0-2 pitch. And Ryan Finnegan called out at the plate for the third out. That retires the Longhorns and Finnegan in the top of the second. But not before the Longhorns take the lead 2-1. Two runs on two hits. No errors and nobody left. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 2 and the Bears 1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Jake Surratt will face Anthony Alvarez, Mario Garcia, and Jarrell Williams. Batters 5, 6, and 7 in the Bears lineup here in the bottom of the second.
Russell Surratt start that first batter off with a leadoff walk, but after that kind of battled through some strikes and only give one run in that inning. So let's see if this inning he gets ahead of batters more and can throw that off-speed and get those off-time swings, because we saw his curveball did put some funky swings on the A-League facing batters.
Yeah, he walked Michael Dale, came back on Michael Mersman and struck him out swinging, and then a couple ground ball outs to Anthony Araguse, and the Longhorns were out of the inning. So we'll see if he settled down a bit. Actually, both of these pitchers a little rocky in the first inning, and then the Longhorns got over on Mersman in the second, scored a couple. Let's see if Surratt settles down a bit.
Another good thing is Surratt saw that his defense can make plays. So he doesn't have to do everything for himself, try to get all these strikeouts. Let the hitters put the ball in play and get your defense working.
First pitch by the right-hander is low, ball one. 1-0 pitch on its way. That one is high, 2-0. Pitch on its way. That one is high as well, 3-0 to Anthony Alvarez.
And like I just mentioned, you wanted to see him get ahead, but as in the first inning against Dale, he started this inning, this count off 3-0. So nice to come back, battle, and throw some more strikes.
Pitch from the junior is a ball, ball four, and he walks Alvarez on four pitches, brings up second baseman Mario Garcia.
None of those four pitches were really close for a close call there for the umpire, and so now this batter, and now Garcia is probably going to be taken until he gets a strike because they really haven't seen a good pitch this inning so far.
Yeah, the first one was low, the next two were high. That fourth one was probably the best of the four, but that one called a ball as well. This one, a called strike to Mario Garcia.
And that's what Surratt needed to do right here. Go back after giving a four-pitch walk, get ahead in this batter, and throw this first strike in this at-bat.
And a batter showing bunt, and he misses that one, so it's 0-2. Not your traditional bunt stance either.
Yeah, he looked like he was didn't really get in a bending of his leg stance, kind of just was upright and looked weird.
Swung on and missed. Mario Garcia is down on strike. Strikeout number two for Surratt. Brings up Jarrell Williams, the center fielder.
And after giving up the leadoff walk, went back through three straight strikes, got that strikeout. Now only one pitch will get him out of this inning with the double play.
Inning started with Alvarez and a four-pitch walk. And now Surratt strikes out Garcia, working here on Jarrell Williams. First one is a ball, ball one. Surratt gets his sign from Fisher Byers, checks first, goes to the plate, and another bunt attempt, and this one is foul, 1-1.
Yeah, as a hitter, when you're bunting, you want to make sure you bunt at strikes, not go chasing for stuff. There, that pitch looked a little bit low, and Alvarez kind of went around and squared, or Williams, I'm sorry, went around and chased the bunt that he really probably shouldn't have. And if you're Surratt, that's what you want. Throw some strikes, let him bunt, get you that out.
Better lead by Alvarez at first. Surratt goes to the plate. And this one low as well, 2-1. Cole McMillan holds on Alvarez at first. Surratt goes to the plate. And this one is up as well, 3-1. Longhorns lead 2-1. We're in the bottom of the second. And breaking ball is in there for a strike, 3-2.
They didn't really see a call from the umpire there.
No.
Pitch looked a little bit inside. I don't think the hitter really liked the call, but take it if you're a Longhorns.
All right, 3-2 pitch on its way. That one's low. Runner goes and... And see, there's some uncertainty at the plate as to what the call was.
That one, it looked like more he called it more of a strike. But I think the question from the hitter was that really a strike? Because the ball looked a little bit low. We hadn't seen him call that so far today.
All right, so that was a called strike, strike three. So two outs, two consecutive strikeouts by Surratt. Brings up David Olivares, the left fielder, and the stolen base by Anthony Alvarez. During that last pitch, first pitch to Olivares is a ball, ball one. 1-0 pitch, called strike, 1-1. Little activity in the Longhorns bullpen here to our right. We're on the first base side, just down from the Longhorns dugout, in between the dugout and the bullpen.
I don't know if that's really, if Cubs is seeing something in Surratt that he doesn't like, or it's the strategy going into the game. Just use your pitchers two innings and keep on going throughout the game. So it should be interesting to see.
Pitch on its way to Oliveras, swung on and missed, 2-2. And the runner back to second, that's Anthony Alvarez. He walked to lead off the bottom of the second. Then a swinging strikeout by Mario Garcia. Called third strike on Jarrell Williams. Now 2-2 count on David Oliveras. Here's a pitch. This one hit over by us, and a good grab by Will Dolan. Still 2-2 to the Bears' left fielder. 2-2 pitch is hit on the ground. Aragu's at third. Over to first, and Cole McMillan grabs that one and used all of his, 6'3", 6'4", frame to grab that one from Aragu's, and that retires the Bears in the bottom of the second. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of two, it's the Longhorns 2 and the Bears 1.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Top of the order for George Ranch in the top of the third. Jacob Wilson, Cannon DeSerf, Brandon Kostelnik. 1-2-3 hitters for the Longhorns. George Ranch leads 2-1.
First inning we saw from the Longhorns is the first four batters were up. Didn't really get any really good at-bats against, what's the pitcher's name? I can't remember the top of my head.
Mersman.
Didn't really get the best at-bats off him. But the second inning, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters, we saw some runs, saw some hits. So maybe this next time up for the top of the lineup here for the Longhorns, we'll see adjustments by them and get some more runs on the board.
George Ranch with two runs on three hits, a double by Kostelnik, a double by McMillan, then a RBI single by Anthony Aragu's. Mersman, first pitch to Jacob Wilson is a called strike.
Yeah, Wilson squared around, looked like almost for a drag bunt. With his speed, he could, if he gets it down, most likely safe.
Mersman with the sign from Afid Musat. Right-hander into the delivery. This one hit on the ground at third. And then it kind of caroms over to the shortstop. And that'll be an error on the infielder, Anthony Alvarez.
Hard hit ball from Wilson to Alvarez. Alvarez looked like he was playing on the grass, kind of in, making sure Wilson had laid down a bunt, and he didn't. Wilson turned around, hit the ball pretty hard, and Alvarez really couldn't make a play on it. And once he bobbled it, there's no chance with Wilson's speed.
All right, Longhorns one on, nobody out. Cannon to surf at the plate. We'll look for Wilson to take off here shortly. Wilson with four stolen bases in the early going in the first 16 games of the season. Merzman. There goes Wilson. And a good bunt at the plate by Cannon DeServe. And a good sacrifice bunt by DeServe. But truth be told, Wilson was already down to first base before he laid the bunt down.
It looked like a miscommunication there because seeing Coach Cubs, he had his hands in the air like maybe it was the wrong side, maybe hit and run or just a straight steal. And DeServe laid a good bunt down, but Wilson was already there at second base and the bunt really wasn't needed.
End result is the Longhorns have one on and one out. Jacob Wilson now at second base, either via the steal or the sack bunt. At the plate, Brandon Kostelnik. He doubled in the first. This one gets away from the catcher, Musat, and Jacob Wilson around to third. That was a low pitch by Michael Merzman, and it got away from the catcher, Afet Musat, and went back to the screen, and Wilson is on third base.
Yeah, that was a tough pitch for Musat to kind of get in front of there, kind of hit in between the grass and the dirt there at home plate, and not a really good chance of making a play on that at all.
Next pitch by Merzman. That one is high, 2-0.
Early in this game, only the third inning, we're seeing the corners for Hastings playing in, but the middle infield still playing back, so not really concerned about this runner here at third base.
Merzman's next pitch off the plate, ball 3-0. Inning began with an infield error by the third baseman Alvarez, putting Wilson on first. He stole second at about the time that Cannon DeServe put down the sack bunt. Here's the strike call to Brandon Kostelnik, 3-1. And then went around to third on the pass ball by Musat. And now 3-1 count to the right fielder, Brandon Kostelnik. This one hit in a short right, base hit. And an RBI single by Brandon Kostelnik.
Good job by Brandon there. What he did was he didn't try to get a hit, didn't try to do too much with the swing, made sure he got a good pitch to hit and drove that run in. All he needed was a base hit up the middle somewhere or a pop-up because with Wilson's speed at third base would have scored him, but you always will take the extra base hit, too, from him.
Put a good lick on it, but it sounded like it was near the handle. It got off the handle.
Yeah, it looked like kind of was jammed there, but pushed it towards right center field. Got the base hit. Now runner on first base.
Second hit of the night for Kostelnik. He's on first with the RBI single. Now heading to second, and a balk is called. And I'll have to check that. It's not a balk. It looked like Abraham was hit by the pitch. That sends Kostelnik down to second and puts Abraham out on first. So Merzman in a jam here. Longhorns already with one run in. Now he's got men on second and first with one out, and he's facing Cole McMillan. McMillan hits this one out to right field. Andres Arano is on that one. He has it, and the Longhorn runners have to hold.
Yeah, McMillan hit the ball to right field, and the right fielder really had to make a play on it. Kind of hit it towards him, but not deep enough from Kostelnik to go second to third on it. Tried to draw a throw by kind of faking him out, but there's just no reason to go to third. He'll been out. So
Arano didn't have to move at all for that one. Kostelnik or Cole McMillan rather hit that one right to the Bears right fielder. So two outs and the shortstop Zach Turner at the plate. He put down a sack bunt in the second. First pitch is a ball one. Merzman's 1-0 pitch. That one's high, 2-0. He is Christian Moore. I'm Tom Tarando. We are at A. Leaf Hastings High School for the first 23-6A baseball game of the season. Longhorns lead now 3-1. This one coming over and up over our heads, 2-1. Wilson reached on an error to open the top of the third, then a sack bunt by DeSerf, a single by Brandon Kostelnik. That brought in Jacob Wilson. And then a hit by pitch to Abraham. Cole McMillan flew out to right. And now a 2-2 count on the shortstop, Zach Turner.
First at bat, Turner had that sacrifice bunt, so didn't see many pitches here from Nermsman. But now we've seen some good swings from Turner here.
And another foul ball over the Longhorn dugout, not a play. Count holds at 2-2.
Seen a lot of foul balls today from both teams so far.
I think the Longhorn hitters want to get their piece of Michael Mersman early on here. This one hit on the ground, too short, and it's mishandled over there, and all the runners have to hold. Zach Turner reaches on an error by Michael Dale.
Yeah, it was in between short and third, and too far left for the third baseman to get to and too far right for the shortstop to get to, and too tough of a play to make.
Of course, we'll never know if he would have fielded it cleanly, if he could have gotten the speedy Zach Turner. But we've got to put it in the books as an E6. Got his glove on it and made a play. Brings up the third baseman, Anthony Aragoos. He singled in a run in the second.
Yeah, last at bat, we saw from Aragoos. Base hit to right center field, muscled one out there and got an RBI.
Bases loaded, two outs. This one to right field. But this one is going to be foul.
A lot of room on the right field line between the fence and the foul line.
All the runners will check back in. Kostelnik to third, Ty Abraham to second, and Zach Turner over here at first. And resetting at the plate is Anthony Aragoos. One pitch on its way. This one hit on the ground is short. A long throw over here to first, and that retires Aragoos and the Longhorns in the top of the third. In the inning, one run on one hit, two errors, and two men left on base. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Bears 1.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
This month only at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Hundreds of Hondas have all been marked with our lowest prices. Lease the cutting-edge 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. That's only $8 a day. Or the new 2017 Honda Pilot LX two-wheel drive SUV, $299 a month for $10 a day. Both for 36 months. Plus, every used vehicle comes with the Gilman Promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $14.99 due at signing plus TT&L.
Jake Surratt will face Luis Trevino, Michael Dale, and Michael Mersman here in the bottom of the third. Longhorns lead 3-1.
First two innings, leadoff hitter against Surratt has drawn that leadoff walk. But unlike the first inning, in the second inning, Surratt came back and battled and got three straight outs after that. Didn't really worry too much about the runner on first base and didn't let him advance to second. Well, let him advance to second, but didn't let him to score.
Jake got one strikeout in the first inning, two in the second, and he's going to work here to the number nine hitter, the DH, Luis Trevino.
And with this being the nine-hole hitter, that's the last person you want to give up a leadoff walk to. So I expect Surratt here to go and attack him.
And Jake kind of checks his defensive alignment. Now back on the rubber, and you notice now he's pitching out of the stretch. First pitch is a called strike to Luis Trevino.
And that might be just something that you got used to, because you saw him in the second inning laid off, and he was in the windup and drew that four pitch, or pitched a four pitch walk, and then had to work out of the stretch and got three straight outs.
This one swung on and missed by Trevino, so Surratt way ahead now, 0-2.
Yeah, but back to that. So something that you might feel comfortable with as a pitcher is, you know, your windup really wasn't working, but once you got into that stretch, you were throwing strikes, and you got to feel for it, and maybe starting on the stretch is better for him.
This one fouled off. Trevino just lucky enough to get some wood on that one and hit it over towards the Longhorn dugout. Surratt really had him jammed on that one.
Yeah, I don't think he was expecting a fastball there because the way how much late he was on that pitch.
Surratt steps out now. Steps off. Trevino stepped out. Now Trevino back in the right-hander's batter's box. And the junior right-hander with the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strikeout number four for Jake Surratt.
And that's first time this game he's gotten that leadoff runner or batter out. So I expect Surratt to, for the rest on of this game, pitch out of that stretch. He seems comfortable with it, so why mess with it if you're comfortable with it?
Move to the top of the order, and shortstop Michael Dale. And as Christian's been talking about, Dale drew that walk. That was a 6-8-9 pitch at bat for Dale. This one swung on and missed.
Like curveball there from Surratt. Dale didn't see that in the first at bat with him being the first, the hitter of the game, just all straight fastballs.
0-1 pitch. And this one, a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-2. So maybe Surratt found the way to get at these Bears hitters. Just work out of the stretch. This one hit on the ground as Zach Turner throw over to Cole McMillan. And that retires Michael Dale for out number two.
Good play by Turner there, coming in on a slow roller. And that exchange from the glove to the hands, really tough with a slow roller and a good runner. And Turner got the ball, got a good grip on it, made a good hard throw to first base for the second out.
Yeah, good throw on the run by Zach Turner. So now brings up Michael Mersman, the pitcher. Mersman, the first strikeout victim for Surratt tonight. This one swung on and fouled off at the plate.
Another thing about Surratt being in the stretch, going from the windup to the stretch, is I don't know if that's something that he picked up or the catcher Fisher picked up, or even Coach Cubs or Coach Gazaway.
That one skips in. Count even now, 1-1. That 1-1 pitch is low, 2-1. And out in the distance here with contiguous ball diamonds, that's the Elsick Rams, hosting their first 6-8 game of the year. This one fouled off over our heads and over there towards Crump Field.
Yeah, usually you don't see that with two teams in the same district playing on fields walking distance away from each other. It's kind of different.
2-2 pitch on its way. Called third strike. And the fifth strikeout of the ball game for Jake Surratt. That retires the Bears in the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of three, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Bears 1.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients.
At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhymes and his staff. Stuart Rhymes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
To the top of the fourth, it'll be Fisher Byers, Ryan Finnegan, and the top of the order, Jacob Wilson. Byers singled in a run in the second and then got caught in a rundown between short and third. And while that was happening, Anthony Araguse crossed the plate.
Yeah, it was a funky play that happened, and it was tough on Byers because Coach Cubs was making sure he got that run in with Araguse and wasn't focusing on what Byers was doing, and Byers kind of got caught in between a rundown.
That's a called strike to the Longhorn catcher. Well, we also had, at the same time, that play at the plate, and it was hard to tell whether the runner was called out or safe. I thought he was out, but then the ball got knocked loose, and so, obviously, Araguse scored on that, and I think that may have caused Byers to round second, think he could get to third.
Yeah, originally, the ball did beat Araguse home, but Araguse knocked it out, and I think once that ball got knocked out and went towards the backstop, Byers went and took off for third and got caught in that rundown and was out in the end.
Merzman's next pitch is a called strike. It's 1-2 to Fisher Byers. This one is hit out to center, and Jarrell Williams has a beat on that one, and he hauls it in for out number one.
Not a bad swing. Sounded like he got off the end of the bat there and got underneath it with the slow pitcher. It's hard to – sometimes you catch yourself getting underneath the ball, and we've seen a bunch of pop-ups today from the hitters.
Ryan Finnegan at the plate now. He was called out on strikes in the second, batting here in the top of the fourth. Breaking ball stays up, ball one. RBIs tonight by Brandon Kostelnik, Anthony Araguse, and Fisher Byers. Michael Merzman's pitch is off the plate, 2-0. Merzman has yet to find the plate and find his spot at the plate. He's high, he's low, he's off the plate. This one is fouled off out of play over the George Ranch dugout.
Yeah, really settled in. First inning, he was his best inning that we've seen him, but he wasn't even settled in really that inning either. So their hitters for the Longhorns are doing a good job of attacking good pitches, putting good swings on balls.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Finnegan. That's high, 3-1.
And from where we're sitting, it's tough to see if these are good pitches that are being called balls or if it's his off-speeds that aren't missing. It's hard to see, but I mean, looks like they're really not on the plate that much at all.
3-1 pitch to Ryan Finnegan. This one popped up on the infield. Third baseman Alvarez. But now Merzman calls him off and gathers that one in. That's two outs in the top of the fourth. And now the leadoff hitter, Jacob Wilson. Kind of unusual for the pitcher to take one on the infield.
Yeah, I remember being always told never let a pitcher catch a ball. But it's like Merzman wants to do it himself.
It looked like Alvarez had a beat on that one, but Merzman kept calling him off, and grabbed it for out number two, pitched to Wilson. This one hit on the ground to Alvarez. He was playing Wilson in over to first base, and he gets Jacob Wilson on the 5-3 putout. That takes care of the Longhorns in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Bears 1.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Jake Surratt will face Juliano Aguilera, Afid Musat, and Anthony Alvarez as a Bears bat here in the bottom of the fourth.
The last inning for Surratt was by far his best inning. Didn't have any command issues, and I think coming out of the starting out of the stretch with no runners on probably is a big result of the change that he saw.
For Jake Surratt, one walk, one strikeout in the first, one walk, two strikeouts in the second, and then two strikeouts in the third. He's got five for the game. First pitch is in there for a strike to the first baseman, Aguilera. And again, Surratt working out of the stretch. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. 0-2.
And ever since he made that move, he's gotten ahead of every batter that he's faced. And now once you start to get a bunch of batters out in a row, you get a rhythm, and it's good for the pitcher because everything's working when you're in that rhythm.
All right, 0-2 pitch on its way. This one fouled off over the first base dugout. Still 0-2. Longhorns have Pearland Thursday night coming to the ranch. 7 o'clock first pitch will be on the air at 6:45 from George Ranch. This one hit on the ground to second base, and Ryan Finnegan over to first base to Cole McMillan. That retires Juliano Aguilera.
Surratt made sure he didn't touch that ball, letting Finnegan get it, because most of the time, if you're a pitcher, hard hit balls are kind of hard to tough. They're tough to stop, and if you get a piece of it and it dies, the ball will die, and no play really at first base. And made sure that one went by, and Finnegan made a good play on it.
That brings up the catcher, Afid Musat. Musat was one of two thrown out by Anthony Araguse in the first inning. Pitch on its way. This one hit to the outfield. Cannon DeSerf has that one. And Musat is retired on the fly ball to left. Brings up third baseman Anthony Alvarez.
First action for the outfielders tonight.
Alvarez walked, stole second in the second, and then was left stranded after Surratt struck out Garcia, struck out Williams, and then got a ground ball out of David Alvarez. Oliveras, rather. Next pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike.
Back-to-back curveballs start off this batter. Both strikes, both are really good pitches for Surratt.
Jake got the sign from Byers. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 6 for Surratt. and truly in that rhythm that you talked about, retiring Aguilera, Musat, and Alvarez to retire the Bears in the fourth. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. At the end of four, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Bears 1.
This month only at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Hundreds of Hondas have all been marked with our lowest prices. Lease the cutting-edge 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. That's only $8 a day. Or the new 2017 Honda Pilot LX two-wheel drive SUV, $299 a month for $10 a day. Both for 36 months. Plus, every used vehicle comes with the Gilman Promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $14.99 due at signing plus TT&L.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Moving to the top of the first, top of the fifth, Cannon to serve Brandon Kostelnik, Ty Abraham. We're about an hour into the ball game. First pitch was at 7:02, and we're at, 8:06, according to my watch. This one fall off by DeSerf, 0-1.
Yeah, this game's moving 3-1, pitcher's duel. Seen a lot of swings from both sides, or both teams, rather, and kind of like a fast-moving game.
Three runs, five hits for George Ranch. Couple errors in the field for the Bears. This one hit on the ground to second base. Mario Garcia over to first, and he's not going to get the speedy Cannon DeSerf.
Hard hit ball from DeSerf hitting the second baseman. That was a tough play for him. Didn't know if he wanted to go backhand or get around it, and probably the best play for him was to go backhand. That's the quickest way. But you really don't know if he's comfortable with his backhand or whatnot, but once he bobbled it, there really no play at first base.
Brings up Brandon Kostelnik. He's 2-for-2. He doubled in the first and singled home a run in the third. First pitch called strike to Brandon.
We see Kostelnik put some good swings on the ball tonight. Do not expect him to bunt here the way he's been swinging so far.
There goes DeSerf, and he'll be into second without a throw. That was a ball to Kostelnik, 1-1.
DeSerf got a good jump on that ball, and with the pitch being at off speed, really no chance for to get the runner out at second base.
Catcher Musat out talking to his pitcher, Michael Mersman. While he does that, Greg Kubza has some words for Cannon DeSerf about what to do and how to round the bag and where the ball's going to be if it's hit to the outfield. Mersman's pitch fouled off by Kostelnik, 1-2. We are at Hastings High School for the first district game of 2018. Longhorns went 9-7 in non-district play. 1-2 pitch is hit on the ground is short. This one over to first and an out call here at first. And in the meantime, Canada Surf goes to third.
I don't know about that call there at first base with us being right in front of it. Looked like Kostanek beat that throw, but ump called him out. Nothing could do, but did end up in the long run getting that runner over from second to third base. And good job by the surfer by not taking off once that ball was hit, making sure the throw did happen, go to first base, allowing him to go to second to third.
Certainly a bang-bang play at first base, and it looked like Kostelnik had that one beat out, or the old baseball adage of the tie goes to the runner.
Right.
And it seemed like the umpire, his arm movement was out, but his voice was safe. I heard some kind of sound like that coming from him.
Didn't really seem too convinced that he was out there, but.
Well, in any event, Cannon to surf takes third. Kostelnik is out 6-3. And at the plate now, Ty Abraham. Longhorns batting, top of the fifth. They lead the Bears 3-1. Mersman's next pitch is a called strike.
With it only being a two-run game, this run at third here is a big run. If you surround, you want that extra cushion.
Next pitch to Abraham. And that one is a ball, 2-1 to Ty Abraham.
Looked like a curveball there from Nermsman. And we're just a little bit outside, a little bit low.
Like Mersman is trying to guide the ball to a particular spot, not having a whole lot of luck there. 2-1, and this one hit to center field, and it gets by the center fielder, Jarrell Williams. Runner had to hold at third. He scores, and Abraham around second, and he'll get into third base on the three-base error.
Hard hit ball from Abraham. The center fielder, Williams, tried to make a sliding weird play over there and didn't really get in front of the ball and let it get by him and ended up costing him two extra bases.
And now Andres Torres is out to talk to Michael Mersman. How would you have scored that Ty Abraham?
I would score it a single because it did cause Williams to dive, but then it was an error by letting it get past him and causing it to go from first to third on it.
All right, we'll give Abraham the RBI single and then a two-base error by Jarrell Williams to send Abraham all the way around to third.
Williams on that play, he should have just kind of just stayed back and not do what he did and let the ball not get past him. And by placing his body in a place where he couldn't catch it, it causes the tie to go from first to third on it rather than keeping it in front of him, giving up that run and only giving up a single rather than a triple.
And for George Ranch, Hayden Steubing, the senior infielder, he'll run for Ty Abraham at third base. At the plate is Cole McMillan. So Abraham joins the RBI club this evening. Brandon Kostelnik with one, Abraham with one, Eric Goose and Fisher Byers each with an RBI. All right, Mersman still on the mound. First pitch to McMillan. That's a called strike. One run in, one out. Longhorns with a runner at third, and they lead 4-1.
Earlier in the game when it was around 2-1 or 1-1, when runners on third base, we saw Hastings really wasn't playing in on the ball. Now being down 3, they don't want to give up that extra run at third base.
And that one high and outside, 1-1.
So Steubing, as the runner, wants to make sure the ball gets through, doesn't want to go on contact.
1-1 pitch to Cole McMillan. Called strike, 1-2. One-two pitch, high and outside, 2-2.
Looked a little bit just outside. Not a bad pitch, though, from Nersman.
McMillan doubled and scored in the second. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Still 2-2. That one straight back and over the stands behind the plate. Two-two pitch to McMillan. This one hit on the ground is short. Michael Dale comes to first base, and that one's in the dirt, and it gets away from the first baseman. And when it does, Hayden Steubing scores from third.
Hard hit ball from McMillan. Infield in. Dale got in front of it and kind of looked like he rushed his throw to first base and was trying to make sure that runner didn't score from third and kind of paid attention to him, but made sure he tried to get McMillan out at first base, rushed that throw, causing a bad throw in the dirt. No really play at first base for the first baseman and allowing the run to score, and now McMillan's at second base.
A lot of miscues tonight for the Bears infield, and three errors in the infield, one in the outfield. Longhorns lead now 5-1. Hayden Steubing came in from third when the ball got away here at first base with the ball in the dirt. Brings up the Longhorns shortstop, Zach Turner.
And one thing about these mistakes is Longhorns, we've noticed they're capitalizing on those mistakes they're making. They're not allowing these mistakes to – they're making sure they score these runs on these mistakes, which is a good thing.
First pitch, a ball to Zach Turner. At one, also a ball, 2-0. At second base, Cole McMillan. Still one out. We're working here in the top of the fifth with the Longhorns leading 5-1. And another ball. Just about the same place as the first two. And Turner way ahead of Mersman, 3-0.
Nersman tried to see it. McMillan looked a little off guard there, tried to get him picked off at second, but was paying enough attention to get back safely.
Three-0 pitch is a called strike to Zach Turner. Longhorn scored two in the second, one in the third, none in the fourth, and two here in the fifth. 3-1 pitch is a ball, and Longhorns now with two men on and one out.
Every inning since that first inning, Nairnsman really has had to work. I don't really expect him to go much longer with every inning. He's allowed a lot of walks. Not a lot of walks, but a lot of balls pitched, a lot of hits, a lot of runs. His pitch count's getting up there. Don't expect him to go too much longer here.
Longhorns, five runs on seven hits. First pitch is a strike to third baseman Anthony Aragoos.
Aragoos having himself a nice night tonight. He's had an RBI single. He's made some really good plays over there at third.
This one hit into the outfield. Base hit. Longhorns round third. McMillan comes in to score on the RBI single, his second of the night by Anthony Aragoos.
That was a good read by Turner and McMillan over and, on the bases. Turner had a better read from being at first base, and the ball was hit over the second baseman. Notice that there's no chance for second baseman to make that play. McMillan had to freeze because he couldn't really tell if it was going to go over the guy's head or not and end up scoring on the play, and now Turner's at third base with only one out.
I'll tell you, Zach Turner was motoring, and Cole McMillan had to hold up to make sure that one wasn't going to get caught, and Zach Turner was right on McMillan's heels,
well, Turner,
at least for a little bit.
Turner being right in front of the plate, it looked like he noticed that there was no play for the guy to make, and he just took off, and he was going pretty fast.
Yeah, a throw over to third base. And Zach Turner's back. Aragoos here at first. Anthony with two hits, two RBIs. Fisher Byers at the plate. There goes Araguz down to second. Bears throw down and the stolen base.
Usually you see the first and third, and a guy from first usually stakes off. You see the guy at third kind of creep over and make sure the throw goes through and he allows him to score. But Turner kind of really didn't look like he wanted to score there. It was didn't want to get out at home. Didn't really force a throw over a third.
Second and third, one out. This one hit into left field, not too much, and it drops in front of the left fielder, David Olivares. And the Longhorns score another run on the RBI single by Fisher Byers.
Not the hardest hit ball, but Olivares in left field, I don't know if he lost it in the lights or didn't really want to go all out and letting the ball get past him. Let the ball drop in front of him, allowing that run to score and to allow it to be a single, seven out.
Second RBI for Fisher Byers on the night. He's got two hits on a three at bats. So the seven and eight hitters, both with a couple singles and a couple RBIs. And Andres Torres back out to the mound. And this will be it for Michael Merzman. This is Torres' second visit to the mound. Or am I remembering a visit last inning? Now, there goes Merzman, so he is out of the ball game.
Yeah, it was a visit last inning, but pitch count was getting up there for him, and just things weren't going his way tonight.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll bring you up to date on the new pitcher. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
All right, new pitcher for the Bears is shortstop Michael Dale in on the mound for Alief Hastings. And running at first base for Fisher Byers is Brandon Pearson.
And Nermsman, after that first inning, the Longhorn hitters adjusted and put good swings of the ball, and just ever since that first kind of a clean inning he had, didn't have any really clean innings after that, and had pressure on all the innings with runners in scoring position and some unlucky stuff behind him in the defense, and the Longhorns capitalized on those mistakes they made and put up some runs against them.
Merzman with 76 pitches on the night before he leaves in favor of Michael Dale. And we'll have to see who's on shortstop now for the Bears.
And they just swap positions. Nurseman went to shortstop and Dale went to
You're exactly right.
Something you don't see too often in high school is usually when a pitcher goes in for another pitcher, you usually see him warming up, but Dale went straight from short to the mound.
All right, at the plate, Ryan Finnegan, Longhorns second baseman. Longhorns with runners on first and third, one out. First pitch to Finnegan is a called strike.
Nurseman earlier, slow delivery, slow fastball to home. Now we see Dale with a normal delivery and a little bit more speed on his fastball, so we should see an adjustment here from the hitters.
This one's high, ball one. Michael Dale with that left leg kind of outstretched on the mound, a little slide move to the plate.
Yeah, Nurseman was slow, always lifted his leg up real high, funky delivery, kind of tried to throw everybody off.
There goes a runner down to second base, and the Longhorns are now held up at third base, but the runner is back. Araguse is back at third base. On the throw down by Afid Musad, it was cut off by Michael Dale. He wheeled and threw to third, but Araguse got back.
Yeah, earlier tonight we saw first and third, and the runner on first base took off for a second, and we saw the catcher throw down all the way to second, and the guy at third didn't take off for home. This time, saw the catcher and made a strong throw to the pitcher, acting like he was going to throw to second, and caught Araguse off guard at third.
And a ball to Finnegan, 3-1 to Ryan Finnegan. Two men on, one out, and four runs in for the Longhorns. This one hit into left field, base hit. RBI single by Finnegan. One run scores. And the second run into the plate. And on the throw into the plate, Finnegan takes second with two RBIs. Anthony Araguse scored, and Brandon Pearson scored, running for Fisher Byers on the two RBI single to left field by Ryan Finnegan.
Good swing by Finnegan. Hit the ball hard in between the third and shortstop hole, and scored two RBIs on the play.
Michael Dale steps off. Finnegan on second, one out.
It was also a good job by Finnegan, noticing when Nurseman threw it home from being the cutoff, he took off with first or second.
First pitch to Jacob Wilson is high, ball one. Here's Dale's 1-0 pitch. This one hit into left field, base hit. Finnegan rounds third. And he'll come in with the next run, and Wilson on the throw to the plate takes second base.
Another hard hit, the same thing we've seen from the hitters tonight. Wilson put that ball left center gap, and once again we're talking about the mistakes that Hastings has. They didn't hit the cutoff there, got past the cutoff man, and allowed Wilson to go from first to second, putting him in scoring position.
It's now 10-1, Longhorns. Next pitch to Cannon DeSerf is a ball, ball one. Batter number 10 coming to the plate for the Longhorns here in the top of the fifth. Next pitch inside, 2-0. That one is high, 3-0.
Yeah, way ahead in the count here. Don't expect him to swing here with the three pitches he's seen. Really haven't been close at all.
Jacob Wilson on second, one out. But he does swing and swings through it, 3-1.
Yeah, I guess made up 10-1, had the green light. Saw the pitch he liked and took a good hack.
Michael Dale's 3-1 pitch. And that's a ball. It was high and outside to Cannon DeSerf. And now to the plate, Brandon Kostelnik. Still just one out. This is batter number 11 coming to the plate here in the top of the fifth. First pitch is high, ball one. Kostelnik made the only out of the fifth inning, grounding out to then shortstop Michael Dale. This one is in the dirt, 2-0.
Yeah, Dale seems like he's lost his control that he had in that first couple of batters. Every miss he's had so far has been either high or just really, really low. Hasn't been consistent at all around the zone.
Jacob Wilson on second, DeSerf on first. Next pitch called strike, 2-1. RBIs tonight from Wilson, Brandon Kostelnik, Ty Abraham, two by Aragoos, two by Byers, and two by Ryan Finnegan. This one hit down to third. Comes over to first, and he is safe. And one wonders why Alvarez didn't just tag third.
Or even go to second on the play. That was weird. I don't know what he was thinking. Probably didn't know the situation he had going on. But like we mentioned again all night, we've just seen some mistakes from the Hastings infielders and outfielders tonight, and it's affected him.
All right, Longhorns with bases loaded, one out. Third hit of the night for Brandon Kostelnik. Ty Abraham at the plate with the bases loaded, one out. We're in the top of the fifth. Longhorns have scored seven runs this inning and lead 10-1. That one off the plate. Abraham, 1-4-2 officially. He was hit by a pitch in the third. That one is low, 2-0.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about the start of this inning, the game's moving fast, and it's been a 30-minute inning now.
Yeah, that's the curse, right?
Always.
The announcer's always. Curse. And that's a four-pitch walk to Ty Abraham. Walks in another run. Abraham's second RBI of the night. And the Longhorns lead 11-1. Coming in from third, Jacob Wilson. To third, Cannon DeSerf. To second, Brandon Kostelnik. First pitch to Cole McMillan is a ball. Ball one.
Yeah, and Dale, ever since he came in, has just really been struggling. I don't know if that's because he really didn't warm up in between innings or whatnot, but he just really hasn't found it tonight at all.
That's a ball to McMillan, 2-0.
It looked like the first awesome we've seen from Dale, and looked a little bit low, looked a little bit outside.
Cole, 1-for-3. He doubled in the second, flew out to right in the third, and reached on an error earlier here in the fifth inning. Longhorns with eight runs in. Still just one out in the top of the fifth. McMillan into right field. Base hit. One run scores. And rounding third and scoring is Kostelnik on the two RBI single to right by Cole McMillan.
Yeah, there was seven consecutive balls there from Dale, and with the score being 10-1, McMillan had that green light and solid pitch that he liked right down the middle, it looked like from here. Put a good swing, hard swing on it, and drove in two runs.
Stopping at second is Abraham. At first, McMillan. At the plate now, Zach Turner. Turner walked and scored earlier here in the fifth. He hits this one out to center field. Jarrell Williams has that one. He gathers it in, and the runners will hold.
Only a second out of the inning. In this extended inning, the Longhorns have put together here in the fifth.
Brings up third baseman Anthony Aragoos, 2-for-3. Two RBIs for the Longhorn third baseman. He's way out in front of that one and hits it foul over the Bears' dugout.
Yeah, you can hear the reaction from the dugout because they knew he got a hold of it. Just was really out in front of that one.
Way out in front. Kind of corkscrewed around drove it over the dugout. That one's a ball, 1-1.
With the score being 12-1, most likely we'll see some of the subs come in here. Want to see some reps from other guys and don't want to get anybody too injured here early in district play.
That's a ball, 2-1. Longhorns with two in the second, one in the third, and 10 here in the fifth. It's 13-1. This one has popped up on the infield. First baseman Giuliano Aguilera under that one, and he gathers it in, and that's the end of the fifth inning. So, in the fifth inning, 10 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven hits. There were a couple errors and two men left on base. At the end of four and a half innings of play, it's the Longhorns 13 and the Bears 1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, well, Christian, we'll try to pick up some of the changes in the George Ranch lineup. Jake Surratt is still on the mound. He'll work against Mario Garcia, Jarrell Williams, David Olivares, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Bears here in the bottom of the fifth, and we'll try to pick up the infield changes.
Yeah, with it being 13-1 here early in district play, you'll see some subs here, and it looks like we have one in every position except for the pitcher and catcher, which you don't want to mess with them when they have a rhythm going, but other than that, you have a guy in a different spot in every position.
Well, it's Nathan Hamburg here at first.
I think Garrett Arredondo in third base is what it looks like from where we are.
And looks like Will Dolan at short, and we'll check on the second baseman here. Mario Garcia, second baseman for the Bears, will lead things off against Jake Surratt.
Yeah, we're talking about Surratt, though. Back to him. He was struggling early in the game, and in the bottom of this, or in the top of the third, he made that adjustment to go to the stretch from the windup. He was in the windup, went to the stretch, and we saw him in the fourth and fifth inning, or the third and fourth innings, went three up, three down both of those innings, and he's really found his rhythm so far tonight. Really big adjustment from him.
Looks like we have a new catcher as well.
Yeah, I think it's Shane Moore behind the dish.
It is Shane Moore. You ought to know what he looks like, huh?
Yeah, I just didn't notice it. But yeah, I guess so the only change Coach Cubs didn't make so far is the pitcher, Jake Surratt, which being up 13-1, don't really want to burn too many guys. I mean, he's doing his job up there on the mountain tonight. So why mess that up? Let him finish what he started.
Longhorns lead 13-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Garcia at the plate. Surratt's first pitch to him bounces in, ball one.
Yeah, there's that long fifth inning they had, Longhorns had. So Surratt probably is a little rusty. Hadn't thrown the ball in a while.
That one is inside, 2-0. That's a called strike, 2-1 from Jake Surratt. Surratt with 6 strikeouts and a couple walks. Next pitch is off the plate, 3-1.
And that one just a little bit low, didn't miss much. But the umpire really hasn't been calling that tonight.
3-1 pitch, and he walks Mario Garcia. That brings up Jarrell Williams.
It's the first walk he's given up since the third inning. And I don't know if that was because they had that long inning in the fifth and we didn't really see him throwing anywhere in between during that inning. So maybe he's good to go after this little warm-up he had.
Yeah, he walked the opening hitter, Michael Dale, and then walked somebody in the second. That was Anthony Alvarez. And you're right, that's his last walk until now. In the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Williams is a called strike, 0-1. This one hit on the ground to third. Knocked down by Arredondo, but he won't have a play. And the Bears have something going here in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, it was a hard hit ball by Williams there to Arredondo, and Arredondo's only play was a backhand. It was hit so hard and looked like he didn't really get his eyes on it and couldn't really make the play.
How are you scoring that one?
I'd probably give that an error. I mean, you as a pitcher, I'd always expect my infielders to make that play, but then as a fielder, it was a hard hit ball. That's a tough one for me, honestly.
And a bunt attempt is doesn't make connections. And that's a strike to David Olivares.
I'd say from a neutral perspective, it'd probably be an error just because he had his glove on it, and he didn't really have to move that far to get that ball.
All right, 0-1 pitch to Olivares. That one's down, 1-1. Bears with nobody out, two men on. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns lead 13-1. Next pitch on its way. Called strike, 1-2.
Yeah, and with the 10-run rule being in effect here, you don't want these runs to score. I know you're up 13-1, but you want to get out of here as quick as possible.
Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 7 for Jake Surratt. One out, and the DH up, Luis Trevino. Andrew Reed is in the bullpen just to our right, warming up a little bit.
Just a little safety just in case.
Playing
things,
catch with Ryan
Moore. Get away here.
First pitch swung on and missed by Trevino. Tell you, Jake Surratt muscled up on that one.
Yeah, that one looked like, honestly, one of his hardest pitches he's thrown tonight. I think he's found that rhythm again after that long extended inning from the 0-1 fifth.
0-1 pitch swung on and missed, and Trevino's been behind on both of those fastballs, and he's behind now on Surratt 0-2.
Yeah, his last two hitters we've seen so far is what he's done the third and fourth inning.
Swung on and missed. And consecutive strikeouts now by Jake Surratt. That's number 8. And the top of the order now, Michael Dale. Dale started the game at short and finished up on the mound. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Dale. That's a called strike by Surratt. Two men on, two outs. Bears batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch inside, 1-1.
Yeah, I think maybe Surratt saw that the bullpen was moving, didn't want to get taken out of this game that he started, and ever since they came out here, he's pumping strikes.
1-2 pitch is a breaking ball, 2-2. 1-1 pitch, rather, now 2-1. Two-one pitch on its way, swung on and missed by Michael Dale. This one fouled off behind the plate by Dale. Still 2-2. If the Bears don't score a couple runs here to tie it, at least, the Longhorns will have a five-inning 13-1 victory in their first district game of the year. 2-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball is high, 3-2.
Full count, two outs, runners first and second on the pitch. We'll be seeing the runners be taken off here.
Full count pitch on its way. This one is popped up. Arredondo in foul territory near third. And can't make the play. It's over the fence and out of play.
From here, it looked like that ball was staying in, but wind might have gotten a little bit of it and couldn't really just – no play really for Arredondo with it being over the fence there. Tried to make a play, but couldn't. Yeah.
There is a little breeze here, and it is coming in from right field or kind of from behind us towards third, so that might have pushed that one out of play.
Just enough.
All right, here we go again. 3-2 pitch on its way. That is ball four.
Rather questionable call there.
All right, Bears bases loaded now and brings up the former pitcher, now shortstop, Michael Mersman. Mersman struck out twice in the first inning, swinging, and in the third inning on a called third strike. First one is inside, ball one. Bases loaded, bottom of the fifth. Swung on and missed by Mersman, 1-1. He was behind that fastball as well by Surratt.
We've seen Surratt later in this game. We've seen him. Looks like he's thrown the fastball a lot harder than he was earlier in the game.
1-1 pitch, swung on and missed by Mersman, 1-2.
And that might be due to he's finding that rhythm, getting comfortable with the mound, knowing what he needs to do against some of these batters. And you'll tend to see, as me being a pitcher, I always notice that you'd be throwing faster when you're in that rhythm.
This one hit on the ground, too short, over to first base. That one is in the dirt, picked, but not before Mersman crosses first, and the Bears score a run.
And not the hardest hit ball to Dolan over there at shortstop, and couldn't really get a play on it with the glove, and no play at first base, but good stop by Nathan Hamburg by not letting the ball get to the fence and scoring some more runs, keeping that 10-run rule in effect here in the fifth.
Base is still loaded. One run in. Longhorns lead 13-12. At the plate, Juliano Aguilera. First pitch to Aguilera is a ball. Surratt getting ahead of most of the hitters here in the fifth. Not able to close it out. That's a ball, 2-0.
And his misses aren't missing by that much. Just a little bit. But we saw a batter, I believe it was Dale, on his walk. That last pitch he threw looked like a strike.
That one's a called strike, 2-1.
And that was similar to the one they called on Dale a ball. So don't really know this guy's zone that well, I guess, late in this game.
All right, 2-1 pitch on its way, fouled back to the screen, 2-2.
And Aguilera right there was really, really late. I think he was expecting a curveball or a changeup.
Yeah, definitely a defensive swing at the plate.
He didn't even move his lower half of his body. It was just all upper half.
And we've been here before.
Yep.
Surratt has gotten ahead of these hitters with two outs and then unable to close it out. 2-2 pitch on the way. Called third strike, and that's the ball game. 9 strikeouts in the ball game for Jake Surratt. He gets the win, the 5-inning victory, 13-2 over the A-Leaf Hastings Bears. Christian and I will be back to wrap this one up. Final score again, George Ranch Longhorns 13 and the A-Leaf Hastings Bears 2. We'll be right back.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorn. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at Hastings High School. Final score, Longhorns 13 and the Hastings Bears 2. Longhorns win the first 23-6A baseball game of the season. Longhorns scored a couple in the second, one in the third, but then broke out with 10 in the top of the fifth inning, and that was all she wrote for the Bears.
Yeah, they had some good innings in the second and third innings, but really that that fifth inning was the one that really broke out for them, scoring 10 runs there. They finally has faced Nurmsman a couple of times and saw what he had, and they put the ball in play. And we mentioned that they've capitalized on the mistakes Hastings made, but all in all, it was a well first district game and got that first one under their belt.
Going down the scorebook here, Jacob Wilson, a single and an RBI. A single by Cannon DeSerf. Three hits by Brandon Kostelnik and an RBI. Let's see, one hit and a couple RBIs by Abraham McMillan. Two hits, two RBIs. And then lower in the order, Aragoos, two hits, two RBIs. Fisher Byers, two hits, two RBIs. And Ryan Finnegan with a two RBI single in the fifth inning. So a lot of Longhorns contributing.
Going through it, it looks like everybody got a base hit tonight. So, well, all-around game from everybody. And on the other side, Surratt pitched a really, really good game. We saw him struggling a little bit in that first and second innings. Made that adjustment we've talked about all night. And ever since that, really has put the Hastings hitters in some trouble and just delivered some strikes and did good.
Got the victory, nine strikeouts, one, two, three, four walks on the night, and did spread out the hits that the Bears did get. Let's see.
Y'all did good. Hey,
appreciate it.
Next game, though.
Let's see. One hit by Williams, and maybe that was it. And actually, we'll have to look at how we scored that one, because other than that, Surratt didn't give up a hit.
Yeah, I think that was the only one.
Yeah.
While they were looking at it.
And so we talked about that one a couple times, whether that ball hit down to Garrett Arredondo was going to be a hit or an error. If it scored a hit, it was the only hit that Surratt gave up. If not, he threw a no-hitter, went five innings, struck out nine, and walked four.
Yeah, no, I didn't even notice that, to be honest with you. And as a pitcher, now you looked at it, you hope that was an error. But it was a hard play, but needless to say, they got the 13-2 win, first district game, and now go out Thursday and do the same things.
Final score again, George Ranch Longhorns 13, A-Leaf Hastings Bears 2. For Christian Moore, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Next ball game is Thursday night, first pitch slated for 7 o'clock. George Ranch Radio will be on the air at 6:45 from the ranch. Final score again, Longhorns 13, Bears 2. So long, everybody.